Hello everyone, once again, this is Haru from All Eyes on Atlantis. It's 10:34 a.m., Wednesday, June the 12th. Melchizedek, as some like to refer to him. Either way, we know who we're referring to. Thoth, king, high priest of Atlantis, architect, builder of ancient Kemet, and all other mystery schools on the planet Earth. According to the Sumerian tablets, Thoth were directly or indirectly involved with the institution of the mystery schools on planet Earth, as they were referred to in our day and time as mystery school. But there was no mysteries back then. Thoth was directly involved with the procreation of humanity, and that he is a part of the us and we spoken of in the book of Genesis and other Genesis story when referring to humanity before their fall in density. Is the truth about Thoth the missing piece of the puzzle in human history when they try to find their true roots and origin among the stars? Why has so much energy been spent to suppress not just the teachings of Thoth, but his origin, personality, identity, and relation to the human race? Does the prophecy return of Thoth Melchizedek, the new Atlantis, new Jerusalem, city of peace, signify a new hermetic renaissance for this new Aquarian age and new solar cycle, the new 24,000 year calendar, according to the precession of the equinox? If Thoth Melchizedek still preside over the Emerald Covenant of Peace, and this covenant is to be reestablished on Earth, does this mean reactivation of all mystery schools on the planet? Is this the connection to the prophecy 144,000 after the order of Melchizedek? Is humanity a type of starseed? Yes. Humans are procreated in the image and likeness of celestial beings. The next step in human evolution involves humans becoming celestial beings, able to travel time and space, not just becoming extraterrestrials. Able to visit other planets, but ultra-dimensional, able to move interdimensionally. The Book of Revelations, or the Book of Disclosure, the story we all know as the Book of Genesis, the first book given to Thoth Moses, is a Sumerian tablet story of how the Anunnaki procreated Adamites and ruled over them up until the flood. It is within this story that we find Thoth Melchizedek, Ningasita, involvement with the procreation of humans, Homo sapiens sapien. Humans have been reading the Emerald and Sumerian tablets for thousands of years. So why would humanity now need disclosure unless he has misinterpreted his own writings and translations? Or because most humans today have no knowledge of the Emerald or Sumerian tablets. Thus, the Book of Revelations, like Genesis, is an extraterrestrial story. Just like in Genesis, Thoth is mentioned. One of the key players in both the Emerald and Sumerian tablets has a special connection to humanity, and most do not even know anything about it. Could this explain the present condition of our planet? The entire drama we call life is one big ET story that we are finally waking up to. This is why you now hear humans referring to themselves as starseeds. They are waking up to who and what they really are. 2020 will signify a definite shift and leap into the Aquarian Age. Piscean Age constructs implodes, collapses. Spark of a new hermetic renaissance finally appears among the masses, especially in the West. Major veil of truth lifted on prior ancient mystery schools. Breakaway communities appear around the globe. Waves of energy increase as solar system enters deeper into the photon belt, triggering physical and metaphysical changes on Earth and other planets in our solar system. Hermetic communities will appear in the West as the awakened seek to separate themselves from those who have continued the path of duality, of ignorance, and of chaos. A hermetic revival begins in the West as nations awaken to their true destinies and heritage and transmute their individual and collective karmas. There's nothing new up under the sun. The universe works in cycles. Now, once again, the Piscean Age ends and the Aquarian Age begins. It matters not how man, angel, or God feels about it. Universal law is universal law. What does this new age signify? Have you studied the timelines of the past? The transitional periods between two cycles. The shifts in the physics and metaphysics of the planet. Question. How can the teachings of thought be classified as a myth, religion, science, and philosophy all in one? I can see the last three being possible, but not both religion and mythology, in a sense, not in the way that we interpret religion today. Is Thoth a myth, or is he the oldest known high priest on earth? How can there be so much confusion over someone who has a history that goes back beyond human records and who has the longest existing body, the longest existing body of spiritual texts? Once again, I say, how can Thoth be classified as a myth, but yet he has the longest existing body of spiritual texts on the planet Earth? What's so mythological about that? Okay, and what's so mysterious about that? His teachings have been out in the light forever. They just come and go because people gravitate to them and then they fall away. And we know what the results have been every time, looking at the results. How can there be so much confusion over someone who has a history that goes back beyond human records and who has the longest existing body of spiritual texts? I say again, how can Thoth even be classified on the myth when his religion is the oldest known spiritual practice on the planet to date? Although heavily suppressed in the last 600 or so years. To me, this serves as a litmus test when weighing the individual or collective awareness. In hindsight, all religions on earth are new age in comparison to Hermeticism. And all have their roots in Hermeticism. So why settle for a branch when you can have the whole tree? Duality has no place in Hermeticism. Hermeticism is the master key to all spiritual, scientific, philosophical wisdom on earth that was taught as one body of wisdom called holy, or holism, or holistic. Thoth, the holiest of the holiest, ancient of days, king of peace, Thoth taught love, peace, harmony, oneness, how all things exist within the all. Believe any lies about Thoth and his teachings without careful research is a folly and causes the soul to fall into confusion and chaos of ignorance. Cognitive dissonance is still rampant, even within so-called esoteric and metaphysical circles. We are still only at the very beginning of the apocalypse unveiling. The truth is a fire that will from henceforth continue to burn brighter and brighter until all lies and darkness are gone on this 3D plane. Even when we use only deductive reasoning, we come to the conclusion that Thoth keeps his word. One of his attributes is the Logos. With this being said, we must thus conclude that the prophecies of the Emerald Tablets are about to be fulfilled. The prophecy is the key prophecy from which all those prophecies which have been shared during this post-Atlantean Aaron epoch was spawned. And what I mean by that is that the key prophecy is the prophecy that came from the Emerald Tablet. It was the first. And all the other ones, they just repeat what was already said in the Emerald Tablets. So if you read the Emerald Tablets, you'll see for yourself. So all these prophecies were shared during this epoch, was spawned from the Emerald Tablets. Whether Mayan, Aztec, Inca, Lakota, Hopi, Hebrew, Kemetic, or Nordic, it doesn't even matter. All the prophecies from each one of these particular communities, nations, or bodies were all spawned from the Emerald Tablets. I have said all present-day humanities are the root races. I have said all present-day humanities are the root races, and all root races have an ancient past where they experienced a golden age of peace and prosperity with Thoth Melchizedek on earth. Whether you remember it or not, all you got to do is go dig it up. You'll find out through your in your genealogy in your race, racial heritage, you have in your timeline a cycle where your race was in a state, in an era of peace under the guidance of Thoth Melchizedek, under his teachings and direction. And according to history, apply deductive reasoning, calculate the cycles, and observe the earth and space anomalies which are taking place. It is safe to say we are in the window for the revival, which will spawn the next Hermetic Renaissance, which we will all witness the return of Thoth Melchizedek, the King of Atlantis, the King of Peace, the Ancient of Days, High Priest of the Most High, the Logos, Hermes. The original Atlantis was a kingdom of peace. The original Atlantis was a kingdom of peace, which lasted thousands of years. This blueprint was also carried to Kemet and yielded the same results, thousands of years of peace. Present humanity do not believe this can be achieved, but that will change. You will know that peace is possible. One part of this journey is that you have to remember who you are. That is the only true mystery worth solving. The only school to graduate from is where you receive the degree of knowledge of self. Instead of looking at the world through our so-called education or programming, let's apply hermeneutics. Let's apply these principles of discernment and not blindly accept what has been handed to us. Allow the mind to unlock its true potential. Why should humanity continue to use only 10% of its true genius? True genius is built upon the foundation of wisdom. A genius without wisdom is an educated fool that usually becomes a tool or instrument for destruction of self, others, and environment. Many take this path only to arrive at the conclusion that it's not worth it. Higher races than humanity has fallen for disregarding the warnings of Thoth not to be tempted to misuse the sacred wisdom. Empires that had lasted for eons. Only with soul can the highest wisdom be attained. What does it mean to do things from the soul? What many refer to as doing things from the heart. And with saying that, I want to, 1 second here, something I want to pull up that came to me and I was inspired to write. And I want to share this on the end because with a renaissance, and I want to say this, because here's something else that many are not familiar with the fact that Hermeticism is a religion, okay? And if it's a religion, then there's a ministry. And if there's a ministry, there's a revival. And if there's a revival, here we go. Here comes the Renaissance, okay? So you're going to see this religion called Hermeticism, which is actually more than a religion. it's the seed from which all these other academia and studies came from, proceeded from. Our theologies, our sciences and metasciences all proceeded from Hermeticism. Okay? But here we are, as according to the prophecy, redeeming the Atlantean American dream. Something that I wrote, it's very, actually I wrote this one January 6th, 2019, mission statement, redeem the Atlantean American dream, ministry and mission. From the laying of the foundation of this great nation, it has been known that the prime creator has a divine purpose for the Atlanteans to fulfill, a plan that he has only just begun to reveal. Yet, for over the last 6,000 years, through blood, sweat, and tears, the Atlanteans have stood the test of time. And if we are to fulfill our divine destinies, we must become one in both spirit and mind. For the force of this world has waged an unending war against us, and many battles we have lost. But if we are to attain victory, we must redeem the Atlantean dream at all costs. This can only be achieved by removing the obstacles which presently divide us in every way. And this we must do. Without any further delay. For every moment we waste, evil gains ground, and souls are lost, never to be found. So in the spirit of love and light, let us face our trials and tribulations as we strive to redeem the American dream. The object of the Redeem the Atlantean American Dream ministry and mission is to bring more clarity concerning the origin, identity, and history of Thoth, the Atlantean king and high priest, to provide a fresh perspective on Atlantis as we consider all the most recent archaeological discoveries. 2019 and the past still has more to teach us than the future, because there is nothing new under the sun. And cap that off, I want everyone to know that when I say Atlantean, I'm actually referring to the human race. The human race, Homo sapiens sapien, is a hybrid that was hybridized by the Atlanteans. So if Atlantean DNA was used to hybridize the Homo erectus to Homo sapien, okay, then you were made in the image and likeness of Atlanteans. You can't be anything else. That's what the founding fathers knew when they came to this nation. But they knew 400 years ago that, just like when the Spanish conquered South America, the indigenous people knew that when it wasn't Quetzalcoatl returning, that they was in for another 400 years. The founding fathers knew about this additional 400 years too. That's why they laid the foundation of this country the way that they did, on the principles that they laid it on. Whether they could completely live up to them themselves or not, they were following through with divine instructions to do this. They knew, just like when Moses, in the book, when they were reading about the story of Moses leading them to the promised land, Moses and them could lead them there, but they themselves couldn't even go in. Okay? The founding fathers brought you here, but it's you to walk through the door. They made sure you got here. They planted a seed and they laid the foundation, and they left everything here that as this nation began to awaken, and they knew the awakening was coming. They knew it was coming. They knew without a doubt it was coming. And they knew that everybody was going to start looking. So they made sure the things that you need would be where you could find them. For if you seek, you shall find. But you are Atlanteans. And you can say, no, I'm not. Yo, it's your right. It's your right. But, you know, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. Okay? Many were called, but few were chosen. This is your calling. The apocalypse is the unveiling. You're being given your heritage back, your knowledge of self back, of who you are, where you from, so you can figure out where you're going. But at the end of the day, to each his own. Each has to make their own free will decision on where they're going to go next. And you won't be able to blame anyone, because after disclosure, after the revelation, after the apocalypse, after the opening of the seven seals, which has already happened, all the ancient tablets have been revealed. Everybody know about ancient Sumer, ancient Lemuria, ancient Atlantis. Everyone have had the books, the hidden books, the missing books, all this information from the Dead Sea Scrolls all the way to the Emerald Tablets and everything else has been revealed. So we can't keep pretending we don't know. Just like those who try to pretend they don't know how the pyramids got built. Yes, we do. Kemet is an Atlantean colony. But that information was there. It was so many attempts made to suppress that truth. But it you can't, because then you left with this big blank on how did all this, it just appeared out of nowhere, or they was able to, humans, according to them, was not as intelligent as we want to say, or advanced. The beings, ancient civilizations weren't as advanced as we don't want them to believe that they were more advanced than we are today. Because, you know, that hurt our ego. Because that would mean that we didn't get smarter. We kind of got, you know, less smarter. Let me say it that way. Okay? But we are Atlanteans. You went to sleep, but now you're waking up. Your destiny is now being put in your hands, Atlantean. So redeem yourself. Come out of the chaos. Come out of the ignorance. Come out of the darkness. There is a cure for this zombie apocalypse. Okay? It's truth. It's called truth. Because only truth can wake the dead. Okay? Only the truth can wake the dead. Because there's only one kind of zombie. That's the mental. Okay? Mentally dead. All right? But he can be cured. But it's a self-injected cure. You have to choose it. You have to want it. But to each his own. You have to make your choice. That's the most magnificent thing and the greatest blessing when it comes to life on this planet. And what the prime creator decreed, that humanity has free will. Okay? Now, if you allow yourself to be deceived or manipulated, or someone to dumb you down to the point where you can't comprehend things any longer, then that's still a decision that we make. Okay? So at the end of the day, it still was your decision. I'm not here. The thing about the Redeem the Atlantic American Dream Ministry and mission, it's just a mission, but it's not towards what we call the exoteric community, because the exoteric community, everything to them is a myth or a belief. It's not about looking for the facts. Okay? Or a mystery. But how can the truth continue to be a mystery if we went through the apocalypse? So if any of this truth is still a mystery to certain individuals, then it's only because they haven't been seeking it. So it will remain a mystery to them. But for the seeker, there is no mystery because he moved beyond the veil. So now he's a mystery. Why we refer to them as mystics? Because they embody this information, this sacred wisdom. They themselves become a mystery to those who still living in the Maya, the illusion, the matrix, the labyrinth, the smoke and mirrors. And even within the esoteric circles, duality is hard at work. You still have issues concerning race, certain aspect of the teachings and the metaphysical doctrines, because there were conflicts that were more exopolitical, in a sense, I would say, when you're dealing with priesthoods who disagreeing because there were entities who wanted to come to power, and to come to power, they had to remove what was there, remove the history, or alter the history, or alter the records, alter the calendars. But these are things that you may have never heard of, but as you keep seeking, this is the information that's going to come to you, for you to be able to understand why so much confusion ended up not only in the exoteric community among the masses, but even in the esoteric community, there's confusion. And when it comes to the starseed community, it gets even more confusing, because a lot of people wanted to believe that the starseed community was the answer, the complete answer. And it's not. Starseed is just a general term, just like when I say humans are Atlanteans, it's the same thing. It's a general term. Within starseed, you have as many different types of starseed as you do religions. You have as many different types of starseeds as you do stars in the heavens. Because there's a starseed almost named after every constellation of star in the heaven. There are Pleiadians, Orions, Andromedans, Draconians. You got every constellation in the heaven, there's a people on this planet that now, as starseed, naming themselves after these particular constellations. And some of them agree and some of them disagree. And even within each one of those, they are broken down into subsections. And what I mean by that, you got different factions of Pleiadians, different factions of Orions, different factions of Anunnaki or Syrians. See? So it, once again, here we go, duality. But here's where, once again, it's already covered. Hermeticism, the revelation, the disclosure is going to bring the whole truth about their origins and where they come from and how did the one become many. Where did all these star seed come from that seeded these galaxies, these solar systems, including our planet? Okay? So don't think just because you move into the star seed community, you've left the confusion. No. And that's why I also say I'm a star seed, but I'm a hermeticist. Okay? And I always say that all hermeticists are star seed. But not all star seeds are hermeticists. There's a difference. I'm a star seed. Okay? And whether I acknowledge my heritage, whether it be Pleiadian or Orion or Sirian, is irrelevant because it's not irrelevant. But what I'm saying is, overshadowing that is the fact that all of us come from somewhere. All of us come from the all. We are all a part of the all. Okay? So within that, just like Thoth Melchizedek teach, we find unity. That's why in Atlantis, you had different root races united as one until the duality came into play. And it was like this in every mystery school proceeding at. There were remnants from the prior root race or epochs or ages and cycles that survived the cataclysmic events at the end of each of the cycles, and they became the seed that became a part of the new root races for the next cycle. But within each one of these, you still have the seed from every root race that ever walked on the planet of Earth is still walking here today in the form of the present day human race. Okay? But if they divided against themselves, then it's the same as what we see in what we call the exoteric community. What we refer to as the masses. Okay? So we had to move. When you go into the starseed community, when you go into the esoteric community, you still got to be careful because duality is still at play. The game continues. The journey continues. It's not over. It's just beginning. You just woke up. Your journey has just begun at the point where you wake up. We're just scratching the surface on the light of truth that is coming forth. So buckle down and get ready. Stop scratching on the surface. You got to go deeper. You got to get rooted in your founded in your truth, in your wisdom. Or you can be misled again easily. Because you leave a blind spot. You leave it where if any other intelligence wanted to manipulate you, they can see where your knowledge stops. And that's where the deception begins. And I know for many it's frustrating because unless you got that passion for truth, that undying thirst for this wisdom, you're not going to dig. You're not going to continue to seek. So you're going to go through the cycles, the waxing and waning from the decisions you make based on the fact that you've chosen to just let this little bit suffice. So that's why you have individuals in the esoteric community still confused, if not more confused than they were before they left the exoteric community. And those among the starseed community who feel confused. And all this confusion. All this confusion because one truth is suppressed. what we call the cornerstone of all this information, the keystone of all this information. Okay? The master key is hermeticism. Say it once again. The thing about hermeticism is it's not going to try to restrict you from seeking out the truth. It encourages it. Leave no stone unturned. Okay? We ain't running from the truth. Hermeticists run to the truth. All the time. Okay? And a lot of times we have to accept truth that it don't go down easy. But it is what it is. There are things that humans and angels alike have done on this planet that, you know, if you affiliated or you got ties to these particular groups, you probably ashamed of it. But it's the truth. But it does not have to define you. You are the refiner of yourself. Okay? You define who you are and what you are. You choose your path, but choose it wisely. Redeem the Atlantean American dream. This is Haru. I'm out. Thank you.